问题，他说我这个我是 fake 的，他是真的算的，妈妈给的，够了，给的错啊！Well, hello, welcome Hudson, New York. How are you today? In Hudson, New York. Thank you very much. Thank you for getting together. I haven't really had to do it myself because you can see it. Very good. Yes, very good. Yeah, and what I'm going to do today, my name is Jonathan Vincent. I'm a very long man. I'm a single again. Yes, yes, indeed, indeed. Well, we have a thing about helicopters. If you get the helicopters up and over, you could be very careful about this because you never know what's going to happen up there. Let's start. We're going to do this. I have a little bit of some music for you today. I'm going to put it on the door together. I'm just going to be similar together. Okay, here we go. Now, first string is this. It's wrong. You got to turn it all off and then go put it back on. Now, don't worry about it. If you're going to talk and you're going to talk about beer or something like that, what you're going to call beer tonight is sniff. Or you're going to call it hush. Something like that, because beer tonight, we're in another land, we're in another world in another land, and when we're talking, as you are back there, we're going to talk about beer in a different way. Beer tonight is sniff, or schnoff, depending upon which dialect you'd like to use. I'm now going to turn back on the keyboard, and then we're going to begin and resume with our scheduled concert. My name is Jonathan Wood Vincent. I come from a place that is a little further south from here. It's called New York City. It is perhaps non-existent right now. Who knows? Everybody in the world wants it gone, and it might just happen one of these days. What we're going to do now is begin with a song about something we all can relate to. You'll notice when you listen to the lyrics. Thank you. So if you listen to... if you rattle your jewelry or just reach your hand down your pants and just like scratch, that would be much more appreciated. This keyboard, it's a wonderful keyboard. It's only £25, and it's cheap, and it's probably due to the global economy and various people working in horrible conditions. So for a moment, just ponder that. And now we're going to go into... This is all thanks to Thatcher. We put all this together, Thatcher, with the cool t-shirt, which is cool all the way around. And this is one of his favorites, supposedly. Turned on the red light. Thatcher. So if you ever, I was involved in a relationship once to someone who was very wealthy, and I mean, wealth is schmelf and fluff and habdebde, but it's just a very big difference between us in that manner. And it was cool. One time she bought me a train ticket, and so this has something to do with that. Okay. All right. Like a real train, like, you know, ones you can, I mean, more expensive than $35, you know. Okay, go. Time you wake up, the breaking that makes a ship good morning. Myself of the injuries lost while sleeping to steal away to you. And I know some of them like to see the pain. The people I've seen when I hear your name, I hear the Roman Empire putting me to shame. I got stuck in my mind about theory boxes. Globetrotter fathers and Carnegie Hall car crashing, and my spats with the law of tubes involved, and Calvert Street suckers from Columbia covering flamingo shacks, bodies bleeding strewn all over grass in moonlight and basement rubber rainbows, lotion liberation that I cannot control. And I know that I must somehow start again. And the myths I've forgotten can tell that I feel just the same. I hear the Roman Empire putting me to shame.
and babble huddle, combine the moon, spastic rattle, the lascivious lollygag lumps, disgrace to common defense in life with love thick clogging of pubic dances, prudent cancers, everyone listening to the ones with the answers and sitting in a chair makes sense to you. In the Lashaman, I squat terror booming God as I was down dressed and about to get the leverage, and I know, I know, I know.
You know, anybody knows about that guy, and I should remember people's names because it's exceedingly sad. He was in solitary confinement for a very long time, and these days, or after people, and it makes me think about how much better the old days were, when people would be drawn and quartered or tortured and Iron Maidens or the Mount to Go, much more outstanding than being in solitary confinement as an innocent person for 40 and having a bunch of people say, well, at least you died a free person, when really I think, I don't know, he should have blown the shit up. But like to be the most angry person I had ever met. Anyway, this is about the dignities of public and of society once after the peak oil and all that. Just kidding. Ah. You're dismembered, but you're still seeing blue skies ahead, and your mouth moves. So you learn to sing, surrendering. You sang a song about a cowbird laying her baby. Your skull now, they're crying out for your affection, I spent all day watching you die with my son. They used special burning pincers to tear out your flesh. Just look at it. Oh my Lord, even five horses could not pull you apart. They had to hack away your limbs. But we never heard you swear a dirty word. You just said, kiss me. You just said, So I hope you all are listening very carefully, because this is all. There's no CD, there's no nothing, there's nothing. None of this is online yet. None of this is anywhere else. I'm a bad businessman. Some of these are online, but you know, they're always changing. So listen carefully, and remember Schnuff and Fleurich, or whatever I said. It's the beer over there, and you can tip them all and all that. That's what you're supposed to do, because everybody's got to make money. And you can just tip yourselves, and you can tip your friends, you can tip everyone, you can tip the cops, and everybody's going to be happy. So, here we go. The next one's all about, same relationship way back when. I thought, man, shit, if I hang out with her for a long time, I'll be, like, taking trains all the time. I'll be, like, riding cows when everything goes to hell. I'll be living forever, but everybody I know is going to die because they don't have the connections, you know. They don't have helicopters that are going to go and, like, take them from the tops of buildings when everything goes to hell. So this is a song sort of about that, and then it goes into another song about living in a retirement home on a cruise ship. So just be careful, this is going to be two songs in one. So we're running through these things, got to get through them real quickly, so, you know, because you guys get bored. After that, though, stay tuned. There is going to be a song about a kind of like a serial killer artist. Okay. Okay, here we go. The fact is she's not telling you that you are gonna live when everybody dies. It's true that she's not telling you that you are one of the chosen ones. sense that everybody around you is going to die. And all the people that you thought you would love, the people that you'd worked with before, they're all gonna die. They're all gonna die. They're all gonna die. But I, because they're not one of the ones she knows, not one of the ones she chose. Oh, they're all gonna die. Cruise ship is actually an economical alternative to the nursing home. grown old. Everybody knows you stay inside. You're gray and tired. You're dying like some wild animal. Now all your friends have left you. They have left you now. They've all gone away. It's time to come with us today. Come live on our boat on the Hudson River, where we've planted trees and grass and flowers. Here you'll grow old, but no one knows. You've lost your clothes, and you don't want them. And love. Okay, no. Thanks. Anybody put their hands down their pants?
You didn't hear that?
Yeah, I know. I was just wondering, because it's not really an oral thing. It's a manual thing. Just getting started. Anyway. It's a manual thing. You wouldn't understand. Something, man. A woman. Anyway. Okay, so here we go. This next song is very difficult to get under the radar at the with the cruise ship company. They were not happy about it. They weren't happy about the other song after it too. But they make me sing the other song after this because it's a little humiliating. So it's sort of like punishment for this one. You don't like, it's the new one, which used to be about excess computer usage, sort of. Okay. And I worked making paintings and at a cafe on the side. On Monday night she would sharpen all her knives. She didn't like entertaining. She focused on her career. And whoever got in the way would disappear. She'd paint with blood infused fat all the time. Crushing the eyes into stuff you would not understand. She had a 9-year-long secret plan to kill off supply and demand.
Oh,
So let's just imagine, if New York City doesn't get to be start being affordable for the artists are going to become cannibals. It's just going to happen. You got to be very careful, because, damn it, art is what trees grow on. Okay, this one. This one is a self-portrait. Long ago, when I was a teenager, far more adventurous than I am now, as you will find out soon. Actually, Thatcher, were you coming to my house? Because I could have seen you.
I came three times back then.
It's too late now. I was just face down in my bedroom when I lost my feeling. I asked for the senator, but they said I didn't know her. They put me in a car when I was bleeding. Then I fought off these 16 doctors. They had me tied down in the high school library. Give me pound cake, popcorn, candy, milk, and cookies. And I ate them all, and then I walked back home. When I got too fat, you called me three-way with a stripper. And like my sister, her name was Jenny. So we all talked on the phone. I masturbated and you both ate flies. And I stared at the bones of the ancient Pompeian brides. And the blood and the semen were sticking to the picture. Coming over, I could have seen you. I heard them enter. I'm face down on the floor. I painted like bones. I painted all your life bones.
Like
I like things pretty. I painted all your life bones.
Black
throughout your city. I turned around.
Bye.
there's something very important to be said. There were times in which I thought that I was some sort of important individual, completely unneeding anyone else, doing it all alone, as I am right now. Some of you might think that way. Some of you might have watched such movies where there's the hero succeeding despite all odds on his own terms against the entire universe, and yet still succeeding, though tragically. But the truth is, that's just a mere fantasy. This is my last song. It's written much like an epitaph on my keyboard. Close your eyes. I'm a little blind. Thank you. Without you. Thank you. Jim Paul John is up. It's a big band. And so buy 2¾ drinks, or 5. And if you want to give anybody here any money, including myself, you can just give money to somebody. It's easy. And you can also sign a mailing list. I have a little book, and I'll send you stuff about, you know, my cat. I don't have one, though, so you won't get that. And other things, you know, about music and things and thoughts. And I'm going to have a website soon made by this amazing person here. And it's going to be like, it's really cool. And it's going to have, there's going to be a sitcom soon coming up. And it's going to love it. Yep, okay.